This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
I hate to do this, but we're going to need to get a little political today. So part of our job, or at least what I think part of my job is as an entrepreneur and a self-storage business owner, is to be looking into the future and making decisions today on what actions to take. So I want to talk specifically about property insurance and self-storage. So that takes us full circle back to how I opened. I think we need to get a little political today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses training I offer small investors who want to get into self-storage business or who want to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But let's first talk about the challenge. In fact, everybody's experiencing it, but particularly as self-storage owners. It's called climate change. Now, no matter what your political views are, there's no denying that weather patterns are changing on our planet. Or perhaps a softer way to maybe say that is, there's no debate in the boardrooms of insurance companies whether or not weather patterns are changing on our planet. They're deploying sophisticated AI modeling, quantum computer modeling to determine what they think are going to be future weather patterns based on what's currently happening in the past few years. And it doesn't look good. It looks ugly. So here are a few just statistics. This is just raw data. You don't necessarily have to make it mean anything political, but here's some raw data. Between 2009 in the U.S., there were $67 billion worth of, quote, weather and climate event disasters. That averaged 6.7 events per year during that decade. Between 2010 and 2019 in the U.S., there was $131 billion worth of, quote, weather and climate event disasters. That averaged 13.1 events per year during that decade. And as you can see, it's more than double. Now, between 2020 and 2024, so far in this decade, there was $115 billion worth of weather and climate event disasters, which was an average of 23 events per year during the first 4 years of the decade. And the modeling shows it's anticipated to go up each year. That's why the insurance companies say weather patterns are changing on planet Earth. Another interesting fact, commercial real estate property insurance premium rose between 9% and 15% in 2025 over 2024, depending on what part of the country you're at. In some areas of the country where you're prone to wildfires and hurricanes, that went up much more. Now, something I'm not too happy about is I'm having to roll out upgrades in the Storage World Analyzer because insurance is going up so fast, we now have to have separate line items for each of the operating expenses, inflating them at different rates. It used to be we would just take our operating expenses and apply inflation to them, and each year our operating expenses would go up whatever, 3% a year. Now we're having to add way more than that to insurance and maybe other line items. Anyway, I'm not too happy to pay for that upgrade today, but we're doing it. Should be rolled out fairly soon. Also included in the upgrade advertisement here will be some AI modeling where we're not having to maybe to input all of the unit mix. We can upload a unit mix page or upload an OM, and the Storage World Analyzer will extrapolate that data and automatically populate your unit mix. Other features like that as well. So let's get back to our subject at hand, property insurance for self-storage. So here's a question. As I look into the next few years and trying to decide where to go, what to do in our self-storage business, I'm trying to determine where to focus my attention, what part of the country to focus my attention, and what numbers to run, which brought me to a philosophical question, or a political philosophical question. What is the role of government in this? Or maybe a simpler question would be, what is the role of government? Now, given the polarization of political views today, I'm very clear at this exact moment, I'm standing on pretty thin ice, but let's dance anyway on that ice. Fortunately, in my opinion, I'm the product of what's called a, quote, liberal education. Back when I went to school in the 60s and 70s, liberal wasn't a bad word. But in reality, what a liberal education means is that I also received and took classes on social studies, political science, literature, as well as math, English, and science. The purpose of a liberal education was to create well-rounded citizens for modern society. Now, the debate is still out whether that actually worked on me or not. But I grew up and developed the idea, right or wrong, I'm not saying it's right, but I grew up with the idea that the role of government is to solve problems for the citizens of our country that the private market can't solve. Now, no teacher actually said that to me, but that's what I strung together from my liberal education as I studied the role of government in our country. So let's take something like as simple as fire protection. That sounds like a safe example to me right now on this thin ice. Now imagine every day getting bombarded with emails, text, phone calls from different fire departments seeking your business, so that if a fire breaks out in your house, they're the ones that are going to come to the rescue. Now, what if your neighbor, on political grounds, refused to engage the services of a fire department protection service? Because there's actually a movement out now called Freedom to Burn. And let's say that someone decided not to get the services of fire protection for their home, and a fire breaks out in their house and it burns your house down too. Or what if your next door neighbor can't afford fire protection services from a fire department? Their house catches on fire and your house burns down too because they didn't have protection from a fire department. Not a real workable situation. Now, we could take that same concept and project it onto other things like police protection, road infrastructure, transportation. You could project that onto a lot of services that make our modern society function efficiently. Some people think healthcare service should be also in that same category of services. Now, that is another episode in another industry for another author to write about. But let's do talk about property insurance. So here's a question. What would you do in this scenario? In fact, it's already happening in California and Florida for many homeowners. But what would you do in this scenario? Let's say you own a storage facility in Louisiana or Gulf Shores or in Florida, and your insurance carrier sends you a notice saying, we're not going to renew your insurance policy. You haven't made a claim, but they're not going to renew it. You have no property insurance. What would you do in that scenario? Now, some people might actually be facing that. I don't know. I haven't had to face it. But what would you do in that scenario? Now, if anyone knows a market solution to the current insurance problem, you know, share, pipe up. It would be awesome to create a market solution to this particular problem. In fact, if it really works, that would probably be a company worth considering investing in. But I think our elected officials are soon going, if not already, going to soon be addressing this issue. Because unlike health insurance, if you are an elected official in the House or the Senate, you have actually pretty good insurance for life. But they have no such property insurance coverage. And many of them own investment property, or at least second homes along coastal areas. So perhaps they'll act swiftly. On second thought, maybe they won't. But I do think this subject is starting, but it's really going to get a lot of press and a lot of attention very soon because of its disruption to our economy. And as an industry, I think it would be phenomenal if our industry got ahead of this discussion and helped shape it and begin to formulate strategies and suggestions that could really be meaningful and add to the conversation and add to the dialogue. But that leads us back to the very first question I asked. What is the role of government? So let's say that we, as an industry, concur that the role of government is to help solve problems for our citizens that the private market can't solve or can't solve efficiently. Let's say we do end up agreeing that or something similar to that is the role of government. Then we could make some positive suggestions. Here are some examples of some suggestions as I've done my research trying to anticipate what to do in my self-storage business. Here are some examples of some possible discussion points, at least. We could expand already existing programs. The federal government could actually sell insurance policies that cover or help cover natural disasters such as wildfires or hurricanes, very similar to what they're currently doing right now with the National Flood Insurance Program. Now, I know in the current political climate, we're actually drifting in another direction, but just remember that political movements, political climates change. They come and go. Perhaps this too shall pass. You could have government-backed reinsurance as a possible solution. The government could help backstop certain types of insurance losses, much like the SBA does with SBA lending, backstopping defaults or backstopping up to a certain percentage the cost of a default to a private lender. This might be controversial, but the federal government could help stabilize insurers. After a huge natural disaster and the insurance company suffers a lot of losses due to payouts, they could backstop, much like they did in the 2008 Great Recession, where certain institutions were too big to fail, they backstopped them. You could have direct insurance programs, much like the federal government has now with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the mortgage market. They can support state programs. Many states, like Florida, already have insurers of last resorts, like Citizens in Florida. I've used Citizens to help to get insurance for some of my properties in Florida. But I'm not naive, I probably am, but I understand that there's trade-offs. So if we're expanding the role of the federal government and helping solve a problem for its citizens that the market isn't solving, I know there'll be some consequences. Those need to be part of the discussion too, like cost to taxpayers. If the federal government's expanding its role and putting money out, it's going to incur more cost, which is going to impact taxpayers. There's also the possibility of market distortion. If the federal government's backstopping or providing direct insurance in some way, it could distort and affect premiums in the private market. Then there's always the question of fairness and equity. Is it right for somebody in South Dakota to help through taxes be funding problems that people in Florida are having? Is that fair? And there needs to be some discussion, in my humble opinion, about the addressing what's causing the underlying risk we've been talking about in this episode. Does government have any role in altering what, creating incentives to alter what we can do as a civilization that's impacting the weather patterns on this planet, causing our self-storage insurance to go up? So I'm interested in your thoughts. Am I just naive, or should we get ahead of the conversation? What do you think the role of government is, if any? And what can we do as an industry to begin to address the spiraling cost of property insurance? As an industry, we could play a proactive role in this dialogue. Get ahead of it. So if you're this far in this episode, thank you for staying with me. I appreciate it. And I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts, your comments, and anything you're doing to help address the increasing costs of property insurance in our industry. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is currently being upgraded because I have to inflate property insurance much faster than the rest of my operating expenses. If you're already a user of the Storage World Analyzer, that will be rolled out very soon, and you will receive an email notifying you of it. All you have to do is log in and it will be there. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week.